Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Everybody, welcome to Hoot and Holler. My name is Linda. I'm your host here in California, waiting for Bill to call in. Hope he calls in soon. And I know he's probably glued to the tube watching these clowns on C-SPAN or whatever. I can't watch them. I've been checking out the sound bites from Mark Levin and others who've gone through this. It just makes me sick. It's a hoax. These people are evil. They're seditious, and that's the least of it. And it's a huge, massive cover-up to cover up the evils of Schiff and Piglosi. And some of the thing that Piglosi said, it's too dangerous to let the people decide. Oh, really? Sick. Anyway, I have the caller that is on, and I don't know if that's our regular caller, but we'll find out. Welcome to the show. Waiting for the other host, Bill, to call in. I was talking about Piglosi and her utter nonsense and her sedition and her lies and her diabolical evilness. She's beyond. I mean, I saw a tweet on Facebook that Donald Trump was talking about the evil Piglosi, although he didn't call her that. I did in my response to the post on Facebook. And we do have Bill here. Hopefully we can get sound and want to do a sound check because there's nobody in chat room. Do we have sound? Hello? No sound. All right. Let's see. Can anybody hear me? Let's see where. He dropped. I don't know why. Let's see what's going on. Test. Let me see what this is doing. Okay, so I'm not sure if the caller of 111 will say something and see if we're there. I can't tell because no one else is here. So I have called in and I could hear them, so I don't know. I so wish somebody was in the chat room that would let me know what's going on. So let's try it again. Let's see. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I couldn't hear you before.
Can you? I don't know. I kept getting kicked out and stuff, and it's like I'm being attacked or something, which wouldn't be
no.
The first time.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I mean, I was hoping I had sound because the person who's called in that likes to listen didn't say anything, and there's nobody in the chat room. So anyway, so I just tried to, well, before you called in, and then I was talking about idiot Piglosi. That woman should be in jail along with Schiff. And I do believe that.
Oh, no. I just got off watching Jim Jordan. It was amazing. The guys, there was no wrong nothing. The last two witnesses they called actually backfired on the Democrats.
God, I'm hoping.
So, it's just been a ridiculous show today. And Schiff again with his crap. If you go and look, the ratings are down, blown
good.
Away because it's been crap.
Well, here's
the day.
Here's what a lot of people are saying on the major radio shows, and I believe this is true because this has been going on since about the time when all this started and when Greg Jarrett wrote his book, The Russian Hoax, because he was uncovering things, and now of course Solomon and Beck have uncovered things. Jim Jordan's uncovering things. Hannity, Sarah Carter, Tom Fitton, everybody.
It's not just the Biden. It's not just the Biden. It's,
oh, that's the least of it.
Kerry. It's Clinton. It's Obama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And,
this is covering up. Yeah. That's
Big
exactly
Daddy,
what it is.
It's the Democrats' Big Daddy, George Soros.
Well,
George
here's
Soros.
What. See, here's the thing. Okay, unfortunately, I have no control over Soros, and apparently nobody else does either, except his mentor, Satan. So I don't know. He's probably got more armed guards than, you know, the military combined. That's why he's still breathing, because he is one evil SOB, and he shouldn't be breathing at all. And the reason that Schiff is doing all of this, because he's, I don't think he's the brightest bulb in the pack. He's covering up for his crimes. He's covering up for Piglossi's crimes, which she was quoted apparently on Facebook. I just read. She was saying, well, it's too on a major network. It's too dangerous to let the people decide by voting. I mean, this is their attitude. These people are, I mean, she is Stalin in a skirt right now. That is nuts. The only thing missing from that, oh, I guess we lost. The only thing missing from that is a AK-47. I mean, it is just ludicrous, and I don't know why he's having so much trouble. Although we have storms coming here, but we haven't got the rain yet, and the winds have died down. So anyway, hopefully he'll call back. And I don't know if you can hear me 111 because your number doesn't show up. Other than that, it's a blocked private number. So it's horrible. I mean, Piglossi is absolutely disgusting. She's old. She's a liar. She's a communist. She's acting like a fascist. I loathe that evil witch. And she's trying to do to foment civil war, working with Soros here in California on CalExit, is absolutely, I mean, it's super seditious and treasonous. I can't, especially if she's trying to start a war like that or incite violence, et cetera. Let's see if we can get Bill back here. See if he can hear me. How are we doing here? I'm trying. It's circling. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's tearing me. It's making me madder than hell.
Okay, I don't know what's happening. I'm not touching anything. I'm just, you know.
Well, you gotta realize Blog Talk comes through New York.
Okay.
And I have really been putting the stuff out there lately. Oh, you know, I expect attacks. I've had it before. So it wouldn't surprise me that they're not messing with me there. But, you know, hey, that's all there is. I've still got too many other ways to go around them.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They can't stop me. I just did two other shows today.
Good.
So I called in. I won't say the names I used, but it doesn't matter.
Mm.
They
well,
are
whatever
names
works.
Known by.
Well,
names
you know,
I'm
whatever works.
By.
Yeah. So
when I
what
say
I was
it, anybody that knows me knows who it is. You know,
so
we're seeing what we talked about 10 years ago. That
oh yeah,
once they had gotten so far, they cannot turn around and go back and start over. They've got
right.
to push things to the end. And right now, what you're seeing is the desperation.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
Tell me, have you ever heard that reasonable doubt?
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Look, they're not running this legitimately.
I don't know how anybody would not have reasonable doubt about this whole charade.
You don't even have to go that far. What I was explaining while you were trying to get back on, I think it was on, I don't know which network it was on, but I heard Piglossi stated on TV that it's too dangerous to let the voters decide about this presidency. I thought, oh my
yeah.
God, what the hell? Oh, she's gone too far, Bill. I'm
well,
sorry.
They all have.
Oh my God.
Total desperation, Linda. And when you're
yep.
in desperation, that causes you to make mistakes.
Yep.
And
they're
making
them
left and right. I'm guaranteeing
yep.
you right now, Adam Schiff is wishing like hell he had to call these two last week. But so far, nothing. And they keep still pushing it. Schiff keeps throwing his weight, you know. Oh, well, we'll only limit you this, blah, blah, blah. We'll only let so many people, you know, we won't let you have no witnesses. There's no due process. You're not allowed to face your accuser like the law says.
See,
you know,
look, this whole thing is based, you don't even have to worry about due process.
I was watching, and they asked the one guy, Bidman, they said,
oh, God, yeah.
Who are the two people you talked to? Well, he named one person at the state.
I heard that.
He started to name the second one, and Schiff stopped him and said, no, you can't out the whistleblower. Now, added Schiff, if you don't know who the whistleblower is, as you've been telling the public, you just made yourself out to be a bald-faced liar.
Well, he that's all he knows how to do is lie, the bastard. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Everything. Here's one of the major things. I think, and I do believe, because the people are so sick of this, especially the people who like Trump and are Trump supporters. I guess we finally got the rain that was supposed to come today. Anyway, when this is what I predict and I pray for, and a lot of people are saying the same thing. A lot of people who are writing on different outlets like Town Hall Magazine and Conservative Review and stuff like that.
If you start on the chat lines that are going behind it, it's predominantly in favor of Trump. Dominantly. And well, it's like they keep kind of fake polls they keep throwing out there. Oh, 80% of the people want Trump impeached, 90%. And then the next poll says Trump's up over 50%. Now, how the hell can that be?
See, you because know, they're lying through their teeth.
Well, see, look, when you're desperate, you make mistakes. And when Nunes today called him out about the media being in cahoots with the Democrats, controlled by the Democrats, he laid it out there just how it was. Because if you don't know that they are, well, you're blind. You're just not. I don't know. I don't know how anybody with any common sense can watch any of these Democrats on TV, watch any of these news networks, and not figure out that these people are lying through their teeth.
Well, because there's too many dumbasses out there too, Bill. But the people who are going to reelect him are going to do it in a huge, huge numbers, I believe. I really, really believe this. And I'm praying for it. And I think that that night, if you thought the tears were flowing on the first time in 2016, oh, my God, there's not going to be enough towels. There's just not going to be enough.
Linda, nope. I hate to be the one to tell you, there'll be war.
I don't think so. I
say there'll be war because I'm starting to see different groups starting to sell little crap at Israel, and they're getting ready to build up for Israel. And the reason that Israel does not get aided by the eagle when all their enemies come against them is because the eagle is fighting right here, and that's us, Linda.
Well, no. I don't think they're going to do it yet. Not, seriously, I really don't. I mean, I know that they're trying to foment civil war here in California. That's Soros and Piglos.
It's not just there.
Well, you could be right because
we had a big thing in Indianapolis today. Everybody wearing red, but it's to get more money for teachers. Now, I don't have a problem with the teacher making a decent wage. But Linda,
I'd shut that system
every
down.
Year, every 2 years, these people are asking for more money. And you look
Bill,
at the statistics, our kids keep getting dumber and dumber.
Bill, that whole system today.
No, teachers, see, the unions back the teachers. Teachers get a raise. The unions get more dues. They can give more money to the Democrats. The Democrats are way, 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 way behind on raising money compared to
this
Trump.
This is a lost cause. Our system across this nation, as far as public schools, is trash. It should be scrapped and start over. I wouldn't fund one penny at all. I would take all the kids out. That's what I remember Ron Golden saying the same thing. He says, if you stop the money flow, it ends. And I think I lost Bill again. Ah, geez. Anyway. So for some reason, we're having trouble today, and my back's killing me because of the humidity. But, no, the school system stinks. The unions are ridiculous. There'd be no such thing as public sector unions. That's absolutely – the founders are having fits right now, rolling over in their graves. So I'm hoping he can call back. He's calling back now, so let me see. We got sound again.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
No, I was just saying that there's no reason in our Constitution and in those Federalist Papers for public sector unions. They should be outlawed. according to our way of life, our constitutional republic, the way it was meant to be. This is horse crap. Absolute horse crap. I'm done. I'm done with all of it. Sick of their you want the only reason there's going to be a war is because some of us are educated and about ready to start taking down the deep state.
You know that Obama met with Soros recently, right?
No, he's probably had his guest list in the White House all the time.
It was in the last 2 months. Obama has met with Soros.
Okay.
Not only Obama, but some union leaders too.
Yeah. Yeah, they have too much time on their hands. See, this is the problem. When you talk about idle hands make the devil's workshop, oh, yeah, believe that. That is the truest one that's ever been coming out of Proverbs. I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
Well, even if there's – you still there?
Yes.
Okay. If their fake impeachment scam doesn't work, you know, they've still got a few more tricks to try.
It don't matter. We're not going to put up with this anymore.
Well, if you look around the country, you'll notice something about these elections. The only ones that are losing are the Republican governor races. But every other seat in the state is going to the Republicans by big numbers. Now, this makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what's going on with that. I really don't. That's scary.
Well, you got voting machines that can be manipulated.
Absolutely.
We're seeing that reported all over the country where Republicans are voting and switching to Democrats.
That should be sick.
Why don't they demand paper ballots? We even have paper ballots here in California. There were so many people that were – but now the problem is because of the idiots running the stuff going on, the Democrats and everything else – they've got all these provisional things, and they've got everything screwed up. And I think it's diabolically done that they have these what they call provisional votes, and probably a lot of them are provisional for the people who want to be conservative. That's what my fear is. Absolutely, especially here. They have six ways to Sunday, Bill, in California on screwing up conservatives. Believe me. Tons. That's why we have an autocracy here. We have a confederacy. It's a one-party rule state, and I'm sick of it. I'll get out. I'll put my house on the market in March. So once I get
700,000 people are leaving there every year.
Yeah, unfortunately, the rich are coming to the Silicon Valley, and the Mexicans are coming in from all other parts because it's sanctuary. So it's gonna be pretty ugly.
I have people I talk to a lot. I've been making a lot of contact with some new people lately. I've been trying to get more out there, more vocal.
Sure.
And Chad does the same thing. He goes different places. He's vocal. I'm lucky enough to attend a church where our preacher is aware of what's going on, and he preaches
Good.
The evils that's happening. And, you know, I see so much, and I'm like, how can anybody sit back and not look around and see this crap? How can you be that blind?
How
can you go through life?
They are.
No, it's because you've been taught to be indifferent.
They've been taught anything.
They're indoctrinated into being indifferent. And indifferent people are very easy to control because they don't care.
That's part of it. And I did see – oh, I got to tell you, I saw that movie by Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla called No Safe Spaces. Guys, it's awesome. You got to go see it. If it's in your area, go see it. Oh, my gosh. It explains a lot. It was very well done about free speech and squelching free speech. Oh, my God. It was really right up there with some of the best I've seen on the conservative movies. It's worth whatever they charge you to get into the theater. It's really good. So – and I'm not sure if it'll ever come out on DVD. I hope it does, because I'd like to buy it. It was awesome. It's a wonderful educational situation.
There are many, and the left tries so hard to downgrade anything that exposes them or tells the actual truth about anything. They can't stand it. But, you know, the devil can't stand the truth. His minions can't stand the truth. And it's sad to see so many people out here, and they don't realize – and I might tick them off. But the fact is, every one of you liberals are George Soros's bitch.
Yep. Unfortunately, and he is the devil's workshop,
You know, we're hearing about Biden and all these people in Ukraine. Let's hear about Soros in the Ukraine.
He's in there.
How he's getting our government money is going over there and getting into Soros' pockets and then coming back here and funding groups like Move On and Antifa and stuff.
Did you watch the whole thing of Hydra? That was amazing.
Yes, I did.
Because I saw you post that thing, and I agree with you. That was one of the best that Glenn has ever done. That was amazing.
I just reposted Nancy Pelosi introducing Agenda 21 on the House floor.
I saw that, but I didn't.
Those people that say it's a conspiracy theory.
Good for you. Good for you. Because I remember coming across that years ago. I told you, we talked about that when I first saw it. And that was like, what? 10 years ago, almost 10 years, 10 years ago. Yeah.
And she did it when George H.W. Bush was president.
Yep, exactly. Oh, of course.
And it's the same. And I try to tell people, now don't get me wrong, this ain't just an attack on the Democrat here, because it was George H.W. Bush himself who
New World
introduced
Order.
It first.
Yep. And Clinton signed on to it. You remember we had that timeline when I was in Delaney and I gave that timeline speech. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I got it right that time because I did my homework, Bill.
You know, we're seeing – you're hearing reports of violence here, violence there. The Dems ain't got nothing. What happens? A shooting. And then it's somebody – it's always somebody who didn't legally have the gun, always somebody on a psychotropic drug, and always somebody who follows and believes in the Democrat policies. You know, isn't that not odd? Why is it that every time?
Here's my problem, and we know the answer to the questions because they're kind of rhetorical. If somebody gets drunk and drives a car and kills somebody, when you put the perpetrator in jail, who goes to jail, the perpetrator or the stupid car? It's the same thing with a knife or a bomb or a gun. And you know the answer to it is the whole idea with this horse crap and their red flag laws and the rest of this unconstitutional horse crap is they want to disarm us. Well, you know what? They ain't getting them. Not without one hell of a fight,
At the same time, these idiots in New York and California are screaming to disarm us. I want you to look. They are letting murderers out of prison.
Yes, they are.
Disarm us and let murderers out amongst us.
So they can kill us all. What the hell do you think? This is part of their depop.
That's what I'm trying to say. Any sane person would say now. That makes no freaking sense whatsoever.
Unless you want to eliminate people, especially those who are educated and the white privilege or whatever the crap they want to call it.
Illinois, I think, I don't know, two states now, California, I believe, is one of them, is now going to make it, you're not going to get charged with a crime for stealing less than $1,000.
Oh, yeah. And then did you hear about this what we talked about, I think, last week, that stupid ass up in San Francisco?
So let me ask you hypothetical here, Linda. I could essentially go rob 25 people in one day for $900 apiece, and I'd be all right.
Apparently. Yeah. You know, here's the other thing. They ain't getting my house without, you know, walking up against a shotgun or something, whatever. I wish I had the money for one of those semi-automatic ones. Please don't tell the left about it. They'll try to ban them too. If there was a civil war, that would be one of your best defenses would be a semi-automatic 12 gauge. Let me tell you, you don't even have to pump it. You just hit it.
You know, when they try to give out statistics on guns and stuff, I laugh my head off.
They lie through their teeth.
Because they're not even close.
Well,
their numbers are not even close.
You remember when I posted that about John Lott from Town Hall when he view or whatever it was, and he wrote the article, and I said on the top of it, I said, John Lott is a numbers guy. He's all about statistics, and you damn well know he's done his homework if he's going to write an article like this. So, and you said you were concurring with that.
How many got a gun that ain't even registered, but they've had it for like, it's been handed down through their family for generations. And but, if let's face it, in this country, if you got the money and you know the right people, anything the military's got, you can get.
Where do you think some of these cartels get their stuff from? They buy them, they barter with drugs. They get purchasers and they hand them all these drugs and say, here, go get me this, this, and this, and, you know, hand it over to me, and I'll hand you like 6-ton giant things of cocaine. That's their barter. That's how they get them. Of course they're not registered to the criminal who just did that. They're registered to the dumbass who's going to be a straw purchaser, and if it's traced back to the guy who bought it, oh, well, the poor guy that bought it's going to be in deep doo-doo. Not for not telling them that, you know, I mean, the whole thing is, and nobody gets this, Bill, except normal people like that. We normals, as Kurt Schlichter would call us. It's crazy. It's like you're fighting a losing battle, but I'm telling you, we know who wins in the end. And plus the fact, everything we've seen. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, we're always in church, you know, people are always saying the end is coming. The end is coming. Folks, I'm sorry to tell you, the end isn't coming. It's on us.
It's close. Well, he hasn't come back
it's
yet.
Close.
But here's the look. When you see all of these things blowing up in their faces, I do believe that God has a hand in that. I'm telling you.
Oh, I do too.
Absolutely.
You see, something. I knew a girl years ago. Oh my God! When I was a teenager. She always said she was a witch. And I said, cast a spell. She says, I can't do that because if I cast a bad spell, it'll come back at me 7 times.
Hey. Well,
now, I'm thinking, remember all these witches just gathered and stuff against Trump?
Well, those people are
what
so stupid. You know,
what do we see it? Everything they try to do and throw at Trump backfires.
I know.
Big
but
time.
As far as the witches go that were casting spells against Trump, you almost have to feel sorry for them because I don't know what they use for gray matter, sir. I don't think they have much
other than
the oatmeal that's up there.
You're trying to cast a spell on the spell breaker.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's true.
It works,
but
it will not work.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's not going to work, and we all know it, and we're grateful for our Lord.
We're
grateful for Trump.
We're seeing it, Linda. But we're also seeing this left grooming up for violence.
I know.
We're hearing stuff out of people's mouths that if we said it, we'd be in jail. If we said it towards the other side, we'd be in jail.
I've never advocated
for hurting any of them. I don't want to not a scratch on them because I want to put every one of them in prison and let them live their liberal utopia they want to force on the rest of us.
I know, but you know, there are times when I envision many of them in
they don't suffer if we kill them right away.
Well, they will. Oh, are you kidding me? For eternity, they're going to suffer in gnashing of teeth. Oh my God!
Well,
they will.
We're just getting them ready.
Well, whatever. I don't care how swiftly they get it.
We locked. I've been locked up for stuff that today they never bother me.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I'm like, what the hell? But,
I know.
You know, I don't regret it. I was wild. I was out of control. God brought me to my knees.
Yep, he did.
And,
there's the thing.
I learned a lesson. It ain't so drastic that you made a mistake and he locked you up. It's the fact that you don't learn from that mistake.
Well, exactly. See, there's such a thing as rock bottom, and whether you're doing wrong or whether you're an addict, at least you knew when you hit your rock bottom. I don't think the general populace knows what rock bottom is in America because of their amorality. I mean, when you look at the Epstein case, you got to say, man, the only thing that's going to fix this mess is Christ's return. I mean, that had to be the rock bottom, but hell no.
I've been one of them guys, and me and Don Gamble, we've been burning it up with Epstein killing stuff, all the memes and stuff on that. But the truth is, nobody's proved to me he's dead.
Well, that's another thing. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff like that. And, you know, there was, I know Mikey B used to talk about this, and I think Ron was still on the air with us when he was talking about Bin Laden getting killed in 2005. But then later on, Mr., you know, Barry the Evil Fairy took credit for it. And that was when SEAL Team 6 went down in the Chinook helicopter over Afghani, because he didn't want anybody telling tales on his butt lying. And that fake putting Bin Laden in the ocean and nobody filmed it. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't. There are so many things that was done so crazy, like, and there's like the death of Scalise and the death of Andrew Breitbart.
Oh yeah.
And
and Joan Rivers.
On death. Oh, man committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head.
Yeah, what? And Foster. Oh yeah, come on. How much blood is on Barry's hands with Chinook Extortion 17? How many? A lot.
Right.
And Benghazi, a lot.
You want to get blood on Barry's hands? Go back to the days before he was a senator, and talk to Larry Sinclair. He'll tell you about blood on Obama's hands.
Oh, of course. Yeah, because he's evil, just like Hildebeest. They are psychopaths.
For the first time in history, a former president is going around the world trashing the current president.
Oh yeah, I mean
lying through his filthy teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, he built this economy. Bull crap! You built this economy. You tried your damnedest to destroy it and didn't get it done. And Donald Trump saved it. Jobs
exactly.
And this nation left and right under you. I'll go out here and I'll tell them all. I didn't like George Bush either.
I know, because he was a dumbass, and so was Cheney. What a piece of work he was. I don't see.
Well, what do you know? In 2006, when Don Gamble and I started fighting illegal immigration, Bush was the president. He was who we were fighting because he was talking amnesty crap.
Yep.
And we were fighting Mitch McConnell for the Republicans, and we were fighting. Harry Reid for the Democrats.
Yeah, and what did Reagan say about
Sessions, that's when Jeff Sessions had his brightest moment to me, when he looked over there and said, Skeletor and the Masters of the Universe. That was the best of Jeff Sessions right there. I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know what happened
to a lot of these people, but I don't believe it's always money. I think sometimes it's threats.
It's not only threats.
You've seen what happened to this one or that one.
Exactly. Well, yeah, they're dead. It's like you don't want to wind up in the Clinton wood pile, you know, or burial pile. And what was the other thing I was just about to say? Anyway, not about Sessions, but, what Reagan said, he was, back in the day, he was very apologetic to the American people. He says, my amnesty signing off on was the worst mistake I've ever made. And that may have been one of them, but I think if he was in charge under CEQA, it might have been the second worst.
Along with amnesty, we always think of amnesty, but we never think what comes with that. What comes with that is, you know, extended family.
Well, it's worse
what kills us. That's what kills us.
You can't, you cannot have open borders and amnesty with a giant welfare state.
I just read the article the other day on how many countries have a border wall, and it just makes you laugh at the post all these others
that
say we can't. And I'm starting to think we need to build something between us and Canada, because them people are getting nuts.
They are crazy. I know. Well, the rest of the world, believe me, anything. Look, all this socialism crap, this Fabian socialist crap, it's all creeping back in.
You can believe when the global elite is pushed to try to take us over, Canada's going to be one of them.
Yeah, I know. But no, it's the borders, Bill, because the guy that was talking about the civil unrest and that Soros and them are pushing for, and we've talked about this a long time ago, but we kind of dismissed it because we didn't want to have nightmares. There's UN and Chinese troops inside of Mexico. Along our border. These people are just waiting for Piglosi and Soros.
Linda, the UN's in several places in our country.
I know, but I'm saying there's more, and there's Chinese. They want to cross this border and start something. And I'm telling you, they are that stupid because they have not disarmed us, and they ain't gonna, because there's a gun behind every damn blade of grass, and you know it. And they, we will not put up with that shit.
Linda, you remember when you guys first come here to Southern Indiana?
Oh my!
Coming to Delaney, when you come down off that hill, you've seen all those ridges and valleys.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, if you don't know these places, you better not be trying to come in here to the people who do know them.
I know. Well, that's what I told you last week. I said I'll be waving my hands right by the lake, and you'll come get me. So you'll send somebody down. I mean, I know you're going to be there, but no one can see you. But y'all can see me, so at least I know where to stand now. Just at the edge of the little, you know, beach down. But because I remember you said you looked up, you pointed up there, and you said, if you stand anywhere here, we'll come get you because we'll see you. You'll never see us. I said, oh, that's good. It's good to know. But, I mean,
well, you know, this stuff has been building up for quite a few years. And we've seen it come, and we've seen little steps here and there. They've always tried to grab it. They always grabbing at the guns. They're always wanting to control this and control that.
Yep.
And you know,
it's evil.
And it kills me because I always thought that the thing about our currency was we embraced and held tight to our freedom. And
well,
they're raising a generation that's trying
to even
give
know what
their freedom away. They are trying to give their freedom away.
They don't know what it means.
I talked to a group of young people, and they said, well, I don't know this, that, this. I'm like, you know what? They can promise you free everything they're going to promise you, but you need to go look up the Deep World to Population Agenda. You look it up on the UN website and read into it. So we had them, and they got it out, and they checked it out, and they're like, holy crap. I said, that's right. Pick five of your friends. Now pick four to die.
Keep doing it. Yeah. Get more people read it. That's what you should have told them. Get all your friends to read this and understand it, and then keep doing it.
The ones I talk to do spread it. They do spread it. I've been talking to this guy, Phil Strong. He's from deep in Kentucky. We're quite a ways apart at the moment. We're trying to figure out how to hook up. And I'll tell you something, Linda. If you're not on his friends list, look up Phil Strong. You'll see why. And we're not related.
Okay.
That we know of, but
right.
it's like we are eye to eye on everything down the road.
I'll try to find it. Unless you tell him to look me up and friend me or something that way, and I'll remember the name. So that'll be great.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I do everything I can. I just went on Amazon, got a couple items that I needed, and I reordered Unfreedom of the Press by Mark Levin so that my friend Sue could have a copy, because I want the copy in my house, because sometimes Mark reads from his books on the air, and so I like to follow along. But
now,
so
you heard the latest, you know about Roger Stone, and they found him. Yeah, the judge
railroaded
that found
him.
Clinton, yeah, the judge that found Clinton innocent found him guilty.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's sickening. It's so sickening.
But now they're going after Alex Jones.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I heard that too. God.
Well,
oh, my God.
After that, they'll just start going after one at a time. It'll be Breitbart. It'll be anybody like that. You know, they're going to go after them.
They've been trying to go after Mark Levin forever, but you know what? He's a lawyer, and he's got a legal foundation. They try to mess with him. He will clean their clocks. Trust me. He will make Lynn Wood look like a piker. He will eviscerate them in a court of law. Believe me, they ain't got no chance. He tells them, "Come on, bring it." They can't. They know. They don't. They know better, and that's why they won't come on his radio shows or his TV shows, because he'll eviscerate them in the combat of ideas as well. So, don't worry.
Another guy, Linda. I got to admit, I seen a clip the other day and watched it. It's Lou Dobbs.
What happened with Lou?
Lou was eating them up. He was connecting dots.
Good.
And, you know. And stuff. And Lou is a guy that he don't got to look at his paperwork. He's got the facts in his head.
Yeah, and you know who else does?
Lou Dobbs beats them to death with facts.
who else was beating people up today and yesterday was Devin Nunes. That guy is got it going on, proud of him.
Oh, Linda, I caught the last – when I come to the radio show, Jim Jordan.
Yeah, he's another one. He's another one of my heroes.
Oh, he was tearing it up today when he got a chance.
Yep.
But the whole thing comes out here, Linda, these last two witnesses, is so far with all their witnesses, every one of them has at one time or another said they never saw Trump, that Trump done anything illegal. Every one of them.
Wow.
Now, Chip, what the hell are you doing except trying to destroy your own party? Because that's what you're
doing.
He's
that dumb.
Trump's approval.
No.
Yeah, well, Trump's approval and Trump support is rising. He's
good.
Getting money sent in left and right. He's far,
good.
Far, far out fundraising them. And,
yep. Told you,
you know,
there ain't going to be enough crying towels, buddy. Ain't going to be enough.
Oh, no,
we're going to get them.
There's not.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I put on Elizabeth Warren's page where she's talking about taxing the wealthy. I named about 15 billionaire Democrats.
Yep.
And
big time.
I said, tell them.
Yeah.
Then I left one out. I left one out for last, and I said, "Then you tell the one that controls the Democrats, George Soros."
And see how? Yeah, right. Oh, she's an idiot. That woman is a complete buffoon, but she's dangerous, just like the rest of them.
How do you pay more than 100% in taxes?
How
do you do that?
I'll tell you how it's done.
If I
you
make
have
$100,
to,
where am I going
here's
to get
how you do it.
To pay you?
Here's how you do it, Bill. You put on the extra debt tax, and then you have them dig their own graves and shoot them in the back of the head. That's how you do it, because that's the kind of shit you're talking about. Mao and Stalin,
well, you know,
baby.
Because,
that's how.
Because here's the thing, Linda. Thomas Sowell, I love him.
Yeah.
I love Thomas Sowell.
I like Milton Friedman, too.
Once you kill all the rich people,
they're not going to kill them. They're going to send them out of the. They're going to go to the Cayman Islands. Are you serious?
Let me think here. What he was actually saying? He's saying once they kill all the rich people, how are they going to manage the money they have?
They haven't got any money. Then they haven't got nothing. They have to print it. They don't. They produce nothing but tyranny. That's what the damn government produces is tyranny. Screw them.
You say that printing. We went to that Lexington, Kentucky event, and somewhere one of the three or four places we stopped, my wife cashed a $100 bill, and the guy gave her back a $50 and stuff, and got home next day, went to the bank, a counterfeit $50.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That's how they're trying to get us to go cashless. I got 2 minutes left,
My wife said that won't happen again. She went and bought one of those pins.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, absolutely. Carry it with you. Well, I got 2 minutes left. I want to thank everybody for being here. There's only one other person on our board.
And I said that about Soros being linked to the Ukraine. Soros is also very tightly linked to Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, Zuckerberg's a real piece
Check
of work.
I have put that on Facebook and dared them to fact check it, and I have yet to be fact checked.
Well, now we got 60 seconds, and thank you so much, and God bless everybody.
God love everybody. Don't blame the Democrats. Blame the ones who taught them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the union teachers. All right, love. You guys be blessed. I always say prayers for everybody, and we'll be here next week.
All right. Love y'all.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to do it next week. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.